And so may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I cannot tell you, Dorset Gardens, how wonderful it is to be with you today again, and how much I have talked about you over the last nearly 10 years since I've left this family. And to join you on an anniversary, which Steve rightly said is like a birthday celebration, is truly an honour indeed. And I'm grateful to God that you have asked me to be here. And so birthdays really are a celebration of growth, of maturity, of progress. Because when we think about the time that has gone and we compare it to the time that is now, it allows us to be able to reflect on what has been and to celebrate those things that we now know are a part of the new journey that we are on. And in fact, a birthday that my family will also be celebrating next week, as some of you already know, is the second birthday of my son Joseph, who, thank you for bearing with us. But when I think about where Joseph was last year, just before he turned one, barely able to walk stably, take a few steps, tumble, to where he is now, where he's running around all over the place and speaking, communicating his needs to us clearly. You may not understand, I apologize. And also feeding himself most of his meals. Joseph has grown in a way that brings joy to my heart, but also in a bittersweet way, fills me with a sense of my baby's growing up. He's becoming more independent, right? But when it comes to the church, the growth of the church is not like the growth of natural man. Whereas the growth of natural man sees us doing more for ourselves, thinking more of our own thoughts and being more of our own person, the growth of the church is more like, one might say, maybe not a regression, but a more childlike state. As we heard in our reading earlier, Jesus told the adults that actually, if they wanted to enter into the kingdom of heaven, they had to make themselves more like children. They had to become more dependent. They had to become more reliant. And for us, as we grow, as we celebrate, the call of God on us is to become more childlike in our faith. This church currently, as I did my due diligence on the website, hosts about 20 different groups throughout the week. We've got the children's, the tots, I forgot the name of it, forgive me, but thank you, because as a young mother, mother and children's and play groups, it's a lifeline, so thank you. To the AA meetings and the prayer meetings and the luncheons and the different ways in which this community feasts, right? You've gone from, oh, where are my seeds that are so scattered here? Forgive me. You've gone from the seed to the plant that's no longer here. And now you're in a position where you're more like the mustard tree that Jesus describes, where the birds come in and perch and they feed and they have a place to nest. And you're being a place of provision for so many within this community. I myself am a testament to your love and your generosity. From Lynn Main, who took me in my first month in Brighton, to Deep Tima, who put up with me for two different academic years, you know, to Robin Selms, who communicated with my then tutor in Brighton, in London, to make a place for me amongst you. To Andy Lowe, who helped me to get a job. That meant I could stop working nights in my final year because then I couldn't cope anymore. You know, to Maggie Symes and Alan Haynes and Bob Hinton and so many of you that have touched my life across the circuit in so many different ways. So that I can say for sure that without God using you and your grace and your generosity, I may not be where I am today. I may not have been able to complete my degree. I may not have been able to get a job and be where I was that enabled me to meet my husband and have these wonderful children. And so there is real evidence of the results of your love and your generosity and your service. There's evidence of the fruit that you're bearing as a community, as a people. And yet at the same time, if I think about the life I've led since I've left here, all the things that Steve said, the ministries that I'm involved in, the people that I'm serving, the activities that I help to provide, I know without a shadow of the doubt that those things take away from time and mental space. And my husband is constantly telling me, lady, you need to take it within your stride. You don't have to say yes to everything. Because he knows the toll that it's having on me. That sometimes I'm up so early and doing things that I might not get time to pray. I might not get time to read. I might not get time to soak in God for the things that are giving me the energy, the strength and the nourishment to be able to go out and then feed and then do. And so a question that we can all reflect on this morning is the fruit that we're bearing and the services that we're giving and the way in which we are providing for the community around, is it in any way hindering or preventing us or being a stumbling block to us going deeper in with God? As part of the illustration, we assessed that actually, in order for the seeds to become the plant, to then become the tree, you need the soil. And I want to touch on, in true Methodist fashion, 3 points about what's contained in the soil and why it is that we need the soil. Because when you think about a tree, the massive mustard tree, you see the surface of it. You see the trunk, you see the branches, you see the leaves. If it's a fruiting tree, you'll see the fruit. But what you don't see is what's below the ground. What you don't see is the intricate network of roots that go deep into the soil. And in fact, scientifically, roots are designed in such a way that they grow towards water sources. Don't know if you knew that, I found that out. They grow towards water sources. In growing higher and bigger, roots extend deeper into the soil so they can get more of the goodness that they need in order to be able to feed that tree and to produce more of that beautiful fruit and to continue to do more of the outwardly work. So, 3 things that we need from the soil. 1 thing that was left out, I will mention first. The soil is actually needed for stability. As human beings, we all know this very building in which we sit has a foundation. And that foundation had to go deep enough into the ground to support the levels of the building that we have. We've heard disaster stories of buildings that have unfortunately collapsed because the contractors didn't do a good enough job of digging deep enough to support the grandeur or the grandness of the building that sat upon that foundation. And so the principle of we actually need to go deeper if we want to go higher on the surface and can go bigger is not only reflected in nature, we also reflect it in our own human architecture. And I want to bring your minds to Colossians chapter 2, where Paul says to them that they need to be rooted and grounded in Christ. So the question, or the answer to the question, to say that as we seek to celebrate more anniversaries in the time that is coming, as we seek for 100 years' time, the next generation to be reflecting on the 10th of May, 2026, and what was discussed here and how we celebrated, if we are to have that future ahead of us, we need to ensure that we are going deep enough today to build the foundations that will allow us to grow bigger and to go higher. That we are seeping ourselves deep enough in Christ. That we are not allowing ourselves to be so taken and so distracted and so all engulfed by all of the activity that we forget or that we neglect to keep working on the foundations that allow us to be able to be and to do all the great and wonderful things that we are doing today. And in the world today, where there is AI, artificial intelligence, I don't know how many of you may use AI in the various things that you do. I, confessingly, I do. But where we are getting to this stage where it's not just about a program on a computer, but it can actually be taken and put into a robot and given instructions and given a personality. An artificial intelligence model that I used earlier asked me, what kind of personality would you want me to have? I said, no, thank you very much. I just want to get an answer from you. I'm not trying to build a companion or a human being out of you. And yet, the development of science has taken us to that place where we're going to have, very soon, our own nearly autonomous beings. When we're getting to a place where we're kind of almost like gods in our own way, we need to remember, especially as the church, that we need to keep going down into the God, Yahweh, the one true God who calls us to go deep into him to grow, so that we may be stable and build the foundations to grow bigger and higher in the time to come. The second thing that we need from the soil, which was mentioned, was food. It's all the nutrients. It's all the minerals that need to get absorbed by the roots. And in fact, for us, we're also called to feed. We are addressed in the book of Peter. We said we should desire the milk of the word like newborn babies. I don't know the last time you hung around a newborn baby. I promise you, that one in the back there who is looking unhappy is like, why are you not there and why am I not attached to you? He literally stays on me nearly 24 hours a day, and I kid you not. Even in my sleep, he's cradled right here. I don't think I really understood the meaning of Peter's words until I first had a baby. Babies will feed, especially if you're doing responsive feeding, they can feed every 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, minimum every 3 hours. And they need that in order to be able to grow. And so we are called as a people that if we want to grow, we need to go back into the word, which I'm pointing to, but this is a hymn book, not a Bible. That's fine. You know what I mean, right? If I into the word, into the scriptures, into the words of Jesus, into the reflection of the gospel, into the love letter, as many call it, that God has written to us as his people, to hear the age-old truths of who God is and who we are in him and what he wants us to do and how we need to impact the world and how the world so desperately needs him. We live in a society where people feel more disconnected to each other more than ever because of the development of these things. We've lost the art of time together with one another and the community that we need to help us to grow. And the word more than anything, if I have come to understand anything, our faith is nurtured in humility, right? And so if we're soaked in the truth of those words, then despite how society changes, despite the new things that may come, despite the challenges we may face, we will hang on to those truths that will cause us to still be organically growing as a people and as a community. The word also causes us to keep our minds transformed constantly. And sometimes your mind can be transformed about something and then you end up going into something else and then you can be changed and then you go back and oh yeah, actually I remember this. But for us as people, we are always called to be on a journey of growth and change and transformation. And we cannot do that outside of the truth of the word of God. And then finally, the third thing that we need in order to be able to grow is water, which was actually the first thing that was mentioned. And I'm glad it's the first thing that was mentioned and unprompted, thank you very much, Because we absolutely cannot do without water. Not as human beings, not as plants, not as creation. Water is the essence of life. In the words of Jesus himself, come to me and drink of the living waters, that you yourself will have fountains of waters growing out of you, flowing over, filling and feeding the people around you and giving life to things that are dead, which are around you. And this water, this mysterious water, is not literally a bucket of water, but it's the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit that gives life to everything. From the very beginning, the breath of God breathed onto the earth, which was without form and void. And then things came into being, right? Oh dear. And so we cannot do without water. And in fact, it's water in the soil that allows the nutrients to be absorbed into the roots and taken up. And it's water that causes an ecosystem, that's a transportation that allows the different nutrients, once absorbed, to go to the leaves and go to the fruit and cause there to be growth and abundance. And in the same way, we know the Holy Spirit is the breath of life in us. There is nothing that we can do without him, which is why Jesus said to the disciples, wait until the promised Holy Spirit comes upon you. Don't take any action. Don't do nothing. You ain't got to wait till the power comes that will enable you to go out and work and be, to speak boldly, to be courageous, to do works of miracles and to touch people and to give without caring and to sacrifice. And so all these things which are rooted in the soil in which we know to be God, we as a people, even as we celebrate the tree itself and the fruit of the tree, as we think about the achievements of Dorset Gardens over the last 200 years, need to cast our minds back to how it began and how it's going to continue to go forward. I know many times, and even now, God is calling me daily to be like Mary and less like Martha. See, Martha was concerned about the activity she wanted to serve. And I'm like, there is nothing wrong in serving. I love hosting. I love people come to the house and I'm constantly in the kitchen. I'm cooking food and constantly, sit down and eat, babe. And I'm like, oh yeah, one more thing. Let me just finish this up. I'm going here and there and everywhere. And even whilst we're doing these things, doing good things and serving people, Jesus said, the better lot is to bring yourself here, is to sit at his feet like a child, and to look and to glean and to receive truth unchanging, power to be humble, power to be obedient. Because without that, Martha, she burns out. And I know because I've experienced burnout. Without going back to the root, even as, I don't know, what's Sam's daughter's name?
Paige.
Paige said their first lot of strawberries dried up, which means it was missing the water. If we keep doing the activities and doing the works without constantly being rooted, and not just being rooted, but going deeper, seeking to get closer with God as individuals and as a community, eventually we will dry up. Eventually the works will not be fueled by the most important thing. And the danger is that sometimes outwardly things might look okay. We might still be having activities, but what makes the difference? What clenches it? It's the breath of God that flows through it all. That's what really causes transformation in the lives of people. I can have tea and a conversation with someone and through the Spirit say something that drops in them and changes their whole demeanor. Suddenly, the downward attitude they had when they came, the sort of the lowness that they are feeling brings about a sense of lightness and joy within them. Suddenly, the hopelessness that they felt dissipates and they're filled with a new sense of hope. And so for us here today, as we celebrate 200 plus years, glory be to God. And as we look forward to the next 200 plus years, it's that if at any point along the way, the question of, are we more focused on the fruits than on the roots? If there's a hint of a yes in that answer, then we know where to reposition our hearts. We know we need to go back to the soil and seek the three things. We know we need to seek water, because without that, even the nutrients in the soil can't help you. We know we need to seek the nutrients. We need the food in order to grow. And we know we need to dig deeper, because we need stability, so that no matter how big we grow, we will not topple. And so this morning, I want to encourage you that you're doing great. I am evidence of what you're doing. And I'm not alone. I know of people that have come and gone within this circuit who now are in different places across the world who have been benefactors of your generosity and your love and your obedience to what God is calling you to. And then my encouragement for the next 200 years, Steve, you may still be here, is that you continue in those things and that we dig even deeper. We keep our eyes not solely above, in some ways, but below, looking down to the roots of how we began, that we may continue on that trajectory of growth. Amen.